call the meeting to order. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy, right?
Yeah, look at that.
It's got a nice view.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to call on Legislator Geraghty to lead us, with followed with a brief moment of silence. And we will start with announcements.
Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Roll call. Archer.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Collins. DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert.
Here.
Fabiano. Geraghty. Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Hepner. Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney James.
Here.
Maloney Joseph. Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts. Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
Waro.
Here.
And Waltman. 18 present, 5 absent. Tonight's public hearing is on naming a county-owned asset, and there are two speakers signed up, and the first speaker is Legislator Kathy Nolan.
As chairman, I think I will allow it. Absolutely.
I'm speaking tonight because the family of Michael Lopaglia has requested that I do that. A lot of the family lives outside the area, and it's been an effort of a large group of people to bring together this request for nomination, and so they ask if I just give a little bit of background on that. Michael Lopaglia was born in New York, and he came up to the Catskills in the summer working on a farm in Cobleskill. He had a distinguished career in the military, and he later came back to Lake Hill. After having been a major part of the New York Police Department going back into the 1950s and working for their homicide organized crime squad, which led to his having material which he later incorporated into his writing and his books. He came back to Lake Hill and brought his mother and then many members of his family and extended family up to this area, with his life as a family man really being a central part of what people remember him for. He also started working in the Ulster County Sheriff's Office. He moved then from Lake Hill. He had moved to Boyceville and then to Shandaken, which is where I live now, and both of those towns in District 22, which I represent here in the legislature. He lived on Fox Hollow Road and built his house nearly completely with his own hands. It was a beautiful mountain house, and he shared it, and its magnificent view with many. He became a private investigator and joined the Shandaken Town Constabulatory Administrative Chief and became a town councilman in Shandaken as well before he ran for and was elected Sheriff of Ulster County. He married late in his life, his wife Carol, and vacationed all around the Catskills and New England, moved away for a time, and then eventually came back to New York. He passed away in May of 2017. The process of naming a structure that the county owns involves the town making a recommendation, which the town of Shandaken did unanimously a few months ago. We have some pictures of Sheriff Lopaglia that are shown on the displays here. So the bridge that would be named for him is commonly known as the Bridge Street Bridge in Phoenicia. It's a beautiful bridge near the area where he lived. And I really appreciate the opportunity to have the county memorialize Sheriff LaPaglia in this way. Thank you.
The second speaker is Barbara Ulla.
All right, well, that wraps up the speakers and our next meeting, regular meeting of the Ulster County Legislature will be held on next Tuesday, October 16th, 2018 at 7 p.m. in the Legislative Chamber, 6th floor, the Ulster County Office Building, 244 Fair Street, Kingston, New York. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Legislator Litz. All in favor? All in favor? Aye.